Chapter 4. But in the last days it will come about that the mountain of the Lord's house will be placed on the top of the mountains, and be lifted up over the hills, and peoples will be flowing to it. And a number of nations will go and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will give us knowledge of his ways and we will be guided by his word, for from Zion the law will go out, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he will be judge between great peoples, and strong nations far away will be ruled by his decisions, their swords will be hammered into plow blades and their spears into vine knives. Nations will no longer be lifting up their swords against one another, and knowledge of war will have gone forever. But every man will be seated under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one will be a cause of fear to them, for the mouth of the Lord of armies has said it. For all the peoples will be walking, every one in the name of his God, and we will be walking in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, says the Lord, I will get together her who goes with uncertain steps, I will get together her who has been sent away, and her on whom I have sent evil. And I will make her whose steps were uncertain a small band, and her who was feeble a strong nation, and the Lord will be their king in Mount Zion from now and forever. And you, O tower of the flock, a feel of the daughter of Zion, to you it will come, even the earlier authority, the kingdom of the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why are you crying so loudly? Is there no king in you? Has destruction come on your wise helper? So that pains have taken you like the pains of a woman in childbirth, be in pain, make sounds of grief, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in childbirth, for now you will go out of the town, living in the open country, and will come even to Babylon, there you will have salvation. There the Lord will make you free from the hands of your haters. And now a number of nations have come together against you, and they say, Let her be made unclean and let our eyes see the fate of Zion. But they have no knowledge of the thoughts of the Lord, their minds are not able to see his purpose, for he has got them together like stems of grain to the crushing floor. Up! And let the grain be crushed, O daughter of Zion, for I will make your horn iron and your feet brass, and a number of peoples will be broken by you, and you will give up their increase to the Lord and their wealth to the Lord of all the earth.